You're tuned to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. The November midterm election is around the corner. Races are heating up and tensions are high across the nation. The same feelings apply in the city of San Luis Obispo's mayoral race, where the current mayor, Heidi Harmon, is looking to hold on to her seat for another term. Harmon won by just 47 votes in 2016. Harmon's challengers this year are Keith Gurney and Donald Hedrick. KCBX News contributor Manika Wilhelm invited all three candidates into our studios. Donald Hedrick didn't respond to our request, but Heidi Harmon and Keith Gurney both came in to discuss their hopes for San Luis Obispo in the coming decades. Here's a portion of our conversation with current mayor Heidi Harmon.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
As current mayor, you probably know better than anyone that a two-year term is just a blink of an eye in terms of a city's lifespan, but the work you do can have an impact far down the line. So what would you like to see SLO look like in 10 or 20 years?
It's a diverse, lively, sustainable, vital place that people who live here really love being here and feel like they're a part of a community. And people that go to school here and visit here feel welcome and excited to be here.
And how do you plan to realize that vision?
Well, one of the things we've done is that the city of San Luis Obispo just committed to the most ambitious carbon neutrality goal of any city in the United States. This is economically and morally the right thing to do in light of our changing climate. It's also going to be a huge innovation, entrepreneurial, and economic engine for our local community.
So let's talk about housing. How will you balance sort of the tension of maintaining SLO's unique character with building enough housing?
In the previous decades, there's been almost no growth. So we are underhoused by quite a bit. And so the state legislature has come down with some pieces of legislation that take away a lot of local control in the effort to create more housing. Luckily, we have this amazing open space green belt that is basically a moat around the city, and it's a protection against sprawl, and it's a protection against overdevelopment. There's other communities like Santa Barbara who have grown up into their hills, and we don't want to do that here. One of the solutions to that is more density, probably in the downtown where people are hopefully closer to where they're working and closer to public transportation, and also looking at more creative ways to house people. Communal living, which I'm a big fan of, which I'm trying to create some excitement around. There's a lot of different ways that we're trying to approach that challenge.
What will we expect to see come online?
So there's two. One's called Avila Ranch and one is called San Luis Ranch. And they're aiming to address working people in San Luis Obispo and San Luis Obispo County. And we are trying to create housing that those working people can afford to purchase so that they can live where they're working. That's about creating better communities. That's also about reducing greenhouse gas emissions. There also are some deed restrictions involved so that they have to be owner-occupied. And they also have prioritization of working people. So those are some of the measures that we're looking at to try and create more affordability and more access for working people here in the city.
But I know some people have concerns about traffic with those developments.
Sure.
How do you plan to handle that?
Well, we do a lot of extensive studies before we say yes to a development. Developers have to pay their fair share of infrastructure improvements. So, for example, in the San Luis Ranch project, there are multiple infrastructure improvements that will have to go in before they even put one shovel in the ground. So all around that area, traffic improvements, bike lane improvements, pedestrian improvements, all of that. And then the big piece that they're responsible for is the Prado overpass, their fair share of it. We're grateful to have the opportunity to partner with that development and also with Caltrans. Otherwise, the chances of that getting built would be remote. These are incredibly expensive projects.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked about that you want to point out?
Well, I would just invite people to see that we've done a lot of great work over the last couple of years. One thing I keep hearing is that I'm responsible for the hotels downtown and taking away parking and these big projects. And those were all approved, some of them over a decade ago. They're all coming online at once because the economy has kind of come back. And it gives that impression, but that's not accurate.
Well, thank you so much for making the time to come in. Really nice to talk with you.
Yeah, nice to talk with you, too. If people have more questions, they can go to my website. It's HeidiHarmon.org. You can learn more about me there and also contact me there.
You're tuned to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. We're diving into the San Luis Obispo mayor's race. We just heard from current mayor Heidi Harmon. KCBX contributor Manika Wilhelm also spoke with challenger Keith Gurney.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleased to be here. Thank you.
So first, what experience will you draw on if you win this race?
Well, I was the first and only Cal Poly student ever elected to the city council. So I served almost 7 years on the council. And I went on to a career in city and regional planning and urban design for about 40 years. It's a great depth of experience that I've had working in local government on such things as downtown revitalization, park and recreation facilities, open space preservation, that I think will be a very valuable experience to bring to the office of mayor.
And as you know, 2 years of the mayoral term is a really short amount of time for a city's lifespan, but your work can have an impact far down the line. What do you hope San Luis Obispo looks like in 10 or 20 years?
I hope it looks very much like it does today, to tell you the truth. There is going to be some change, but I'm determined to make whatever changes do occur keep in character with the type of small-town flavor that we have.
And how will you realize that vision?
Well, I think we need to take another look at the land use and circulation element, given the changes in state laws that have occurred to remove local control and local discretion on reviewing and approving projects. But, you know, the building that was just erected in our downtown at the corner of Higuera and Santa Rosa, the Bank of America building, that's really in character with our community instead of the 75-foot-tall buildings that the council recently embraced in approving the zoning ordinance update. I think that would destroy the character of our town.
I see. And so if we do focus a little bit more on housing, what is your plan for student housing at Cal Poly?
The city needs to get much more proactive in working with Cal Poly. And I think we need to really strengthen the relationship with the administration. I mean, I've been on campus a number of times during this election. The students are very concerned that the university is getting too big. But the board of directors of the CSU system want to expand enrollment by another 20%. And dropping that on our current housing crisis is just unacceptable. And I think they ought to be planning for accommodating far more students on campus than in the community and freeing up some of the housing that's in the community for working people in the middle class.
And within the wider community, how do you plan to balance the tension of maintaining San Luis Obispo's character with providing enough housing for its residents?
Well, like I say, there's 2,000 units in the pipeline waiting to be built. It's going to probably be 10 years worth of absorption to fully build out those projects. I just want to make sure that there's the housing products in those projects that can appeal and remain a source of housing for working people in San Luis Obispo.
And what kind of housing products would those be?
Well, what is called workforce housing, smaller houses on smaller pieces of property that can be made more affordable for people who work in the community, but also have some resale controls on those to make sure that they remain a resource of housing for working people in San Luis Obispo.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
There's one thing that really kind of disturbs me. I've talked to some of the developers of these projects that have tried to meet with the mayor, and the mayor always refers them to Nick Andre, who's the leader of the new progressive movement here, saying that I really don't understand planning. He does. Talk to him, and he'll advise me. And what that means is we have somebody who is not an elected representative essentially making decisions for the elected official. I think that's dangerous.
I see. Well, thanks again for coming in. Really nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
For more on Gurney, you can check out his website. Regarding Gurney's statement alleging that Harmon relies on Nick Andre with Slow Progressives to make decisions, KCBX followed up with Gurney, who said he simply heard that information from developers who wish to remain anonymous. Heidi Harmon's campaign responded to KCBX, saying the allegation is, and quoting here, blatantly false. That has never happened. Nick has no background in planning, so the allegation doesn't make sense. End quote. Nick Andre also told KCBX he hasn't been involved with Heidi's mayorship over the past 2 years and wasn't aware of the allegation. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.